Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research, and all of your answers are confidential. Can you tell me, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Mm-hmm. And is that very or just somewhat?
All right.
Is it what now?
Common.
I'm sorry?
What was the question?
When asking about, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
And is that very or somewhat?
I don't know, it just depends on what direction or what the subject. I'm satisfied.
Okay. Let's say you're somewhat satisfied, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of the following issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, first 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. You may use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one is jobs and wages.
You say just wages?
Yes.
Oh, five.
I'm sorry?
You said scale of 1 to 10. I say 5.
Okay, thank you. And what about climate change? Sorry.
What was that again?
Yes, on a scale from 0 to 10, how important is this issue to you?
9.
Okay. Then we have reproductive freedom.
Say that again.
Reproductive freedom, on a scale from 0 to 10, how important is this for you?
You say freedom?
Yes. Reproductive freedom.
Republican freedom? Is that what you said?
No, reproductive. I mean, for the option, for the abortion, you know, you have freedom about that. About elect to choose what women can.
3.
Okay. Then we have criminal justice reform.
3.
Okay. Then we have racism and discrimination.
9.
Okay. The next one is student loan debt.
9.
Okay. Then we have inflation and the cost of living.
5.
Got it. The next one is democracy.
5.
Got it. Then we have healthcare.
9.
Got it. Then we have abortion rights.
You don't do that. You want pieces?
Not right now.
You're not.
What was that again?
Yes, abortion rights.
3.
Okay. The next one is K-12 education.
You say education?
Yes. Education.
9.
Got it. Then we have voting rights. Thank you. The next one is crime and violence. Okay. And the last one is immigration.
Say that one more time.
Yes, immigration.
If it's done properly, 5.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me, what is your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Got it, thank you. Now, can you tell me, what is the year of your birth?
55.
I'm sorry, did you say 65?
55.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Technical school.
Okay. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has... Okay, then. Thank you so much. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel 10. Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is the Democratic Party.
You want a scale? Democratic?
Yes, the Democratic Party on a scale from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. Then we have the Republican Party.
8.
Got it. The next one is Donald Trump.
Eight.
Got it. Then we have Joe Biden.
9.
Got it. The next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
These people, you comparing 3?
I'm sorry?
He's dead, ain't he?
Yeah, I know, but, this is, and we're trying just to get your opinion about how you feel about him.
8.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is Kamala Harris.
9.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote?
Harris.
Okay, thank you so much. And again, I know it's a long way up, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
In the 2020?
Yes, the last presidential election.
Was that Biden?
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much better, gotten worse, stayed the same, gotten worse or much worse?
Got better.
Okay. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote. It's about health and health. Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
Most of them voted.
Okay. And now I'm going to give you a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or even prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Again, you may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is the Supreme Court.
8.
Got it. Then we have Governor Kemp.
7.
Got it. Then we have Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
8.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
7.
Okay, thank you. The next one is white supremacists.
5.
Got it. Then we have President Biden.
7.
Okay. And the last one is Donald Trump.
5.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, I'm going to give you a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. Again, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first one says, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain insured. Governor Brian Kemp's decisions not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health care coverage.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Card sued to block it in Georgia, hiring accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers.
9.
Okay. Then we have The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offered 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Okay,
got it. Then we have the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act support the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly.
That's a long question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's fast.
Okay, thank you. And then we have made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. Okay, thank you so much for your answers. We're almost done. We are 82% complete now. Again, thank you so much for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you now some of the questions again. This is because sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay, and sometimes they don't, and that's okay too. Now, can you please answer based on how you feel right now? The first one is, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power did you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? The amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make
change.
Hello, can you hear me?
Ten.
Okay, thank you. Now, again, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not likely to vote. Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Ten.
I'm sorry?
Ten. Much better.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or something else?
Repeat that again.
Yes. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something?
Straight.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, or married living with a partner? Single?
Yes.
Separate?
Married.
I'm sorry? Okay,
married.
Thank you so much. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
No, okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Got it, thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Retired, okay, thank you so much. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Can't even think right now. Just leave that option open.
I'm sorry?
I leave that one open.
Actually, I cannot skip this. And this is the last question, actually.
Mm-hmm. 18.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.